This is the Composer's Datebook for February 11th. I'm John Burge. If the bassoon is rather unkindly known as the clown of the orchestra, what does that make the poor tuba? Just say tuba to someone and they turn into a mime. At least that was the experience of American composer Alex Shapiro when she mentioned that she was writing a new work for tuba and piano. As she put it, the exclamation, "Tuba, eh? What a funny instrument," was often accompanied by exaggerated hand and mouth gestures that somewhat resembled a trout attempting to inflate a balloon. Shapiro wanted to show how nimble and lyrical a tuba could be. She gave her finished piece for tuba and piano a punning title, Music for Two Big Instruments, and that's spelled T-W-O, not T-O-O. The new work was commissioned by Norman Pearson, principal tubist of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, who premiered the work on today's date in 2001 at the University of Southern California. Grateful tubists have taken up Shapiro's piece since then, and this West Coast Commission's first recording was made by New York Philharmonic principal tubist Alan Baer. So one could say, with a bit of a stretch, Music for Two Big Instruments has been a coast-to-coast success. Composer's Datebook is supported by OneDrop, a new way to manage diabetes. With supplies delivered to your door and personal health coaching, OneDrop can help lower blood sugars in just 1 month at Walmart, Apple stores, and getonedrop.com. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.